Eritreans risk it all to follow Christ. A Baptist pastor in Azerbaijan receives a surprise from the president, and tornado victims in the U.S. are getting help from an orphan ministry. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The U.S. State Department has released its annual report on human rights. It spotlights governments who are accused of human and religious rights abuses. Once again, Eritrea is among the top 10 violators. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says there are over 2,000 Christians in prison, living in inhumane conditions. All have been denied legal counsel or trial with no written charges. And yet,
the body of Christ in Eritrea really has buckled down because of the pressure. They continue to minister, they continue to work, although they have to do it secretly, they have to do it very carefully to avoid government pressure because of government watching.
But the harassment and persecution fails to stop evangelism and discipleship. Nettleton says that's because
they understand that in order to continue following Christ, they will continue to pay a price. They're ready to do that, they're willing to do that. And because of that, even in these difficult circumstances, the church is growing.
Next, there's good news coming out of Azerbaijan concerning imprisoned Baptist pastor Zaur Belaev. Slava Gospel Association's Joel Griffiths says Belaev and more than 50 others were granted amnesty by the president. While Christians are thanking God for Belaev's release, Griffiths says that doesn't mean religious freedom is improving.
With any Baptist pastor, or any evangelical or non-Islamic religious group, they're probably going to be watched very closely as it is. We know that other pastors have been threatened with the same kind of treatment if they were to pursue their ministries or try to plant other congregations.
Many foreign leaders petitioned for his release, including former U.S. President Jimmy Carter. Regarding religious freedom, Griffith is hopeful.
Our hope is, though, that the international outcry of the Belaev case will result somehow in the government loosening some of the strings. I mean, we're certainly hoping and praying that.
Belaev was falsely arrested and convicted for assaulting state representatives last year. You're listening to Mission Network News. The annual flooding in Bolivia is expected to continue through April. So far, 4 months of high waters have killed over 70 people and affected 94,000 families. The relief effort's been seriously underfunded. That means the people have been left to their own devices, aiding the survivors. Grace Ministries International's Sam Vinton says their Santa Cruz church plant responded.
The church got together and took food and supplies, clothing, blankets, and so on, to one of these settlements that had been flooded out and where 70 of the families had to evacuate.
From this, Vinton says God shaped a new ministry.
One of the times that they went out there, they had an evangelistic service, and 20 adults and quite a number of children made professions of faith. Now the congregation that has been doing this outreach bought land and starting to plant a church in that village using the nucleus of those 20 people that come to the Lord.
Meanwhile, children now have their very own version of the Jesus film in Malawi. The older version of the film was already available in the Chichewa, but this is a first for the children's version. The decision was made last year to translate the film, which made its debut this month. They hope the film, dubbed by African kids, will be used for evangelism in schools and in children's ministries. It will be a tool that will help transform the lives of children in Malawi. Pray that the film draws many children to Christ. And imagine still needing major home repairs a year after a tornado ripped through your town. Well, that's a situation in Eagle Pass, Texas, that Buckner International is recruiting churches from all over the U.S. to remedy. A local church has offered their facilities for group lodging and supplied construction materials. Now they just need people who can pound nails this summer. There may also be an opportunity for others to teach a vacation Bible school. For information on this project, just visit us online. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Millions of Christians are persecuted for their faith every year around the world. Mission Aviation Fellowship's offering a special edition Better Than Life CD, Today's Stories of Faith, to help you remember them. Call 1-800-995-4828. It features Scott Crepane, Shannon Wexelberg, and Charles Billingsley. Or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.